these homosexuals, heard people speak of them as being queers.
Right. So it's taken on another meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a person who just makes up his mind about something and won't change it, regardless of whether he's right or wrong? So he's just mad.
He's stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Heard that called mule-headed or bull-headed?
Yeah. And both. Heard them called both.
Call it
bull-headed or stubborn or mule-headed.
Right, okay. Well, what about a man that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty.
Well, let's see how I would have put that. Well, I don't know just how I would put that given.
Okay, have you ever heard people say something like testy or touchy or?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd say he was mighty?
Touchy or?
Okay. And somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get...
fly off the handle.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or somebody like that who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to.
Yeah.
You might say, well, now just...
be quiet.
Or keep...
keep...
calm.
Calm.
Okay. Say at the end of the day, if you've been working real hard all day, you say, at the end of the day, I sure am mighty
tired.
Yes. What about if it's an extreme case of it? You just say, I'm just all...
dog tired.
Right. Or I'm just all worn.
Mm-hmm.
You ever say that, worn out?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just all...
worn out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this expression? Say that you hear somebody's in the hospital and you didn't know about it.
Uh-huh.
You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
Took sick.
Yes, sir. Or if somebody got real hot, you've been working out in the hot sun all day, and then he came in to the air conditioner and got chilled, and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say, well, it looks like he...
taking a cold.
Yes, sir. And if it, you know, affects his voice so that he talks like that, you say he's just a little
stuffy, taking a sore throat.
Or he's kind of
hoarse.
And if he does that, he's got a little
cold.
Or you call that he had to.
Yeah.
He had to.
Yeah.
Cold. Okay. Say if it's the end, at the end of the day, you might say something like, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
Yes, sir. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
well, then what you'd say in the morning?
Well, in the, after you got finished sleeping, at 6 o'clock in the morning, you...
awake.
Right. We're talking about somebody who's still sleeping and you don't want him to.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, oh, so-and-so's still in bed. You better go down there and...
wake him up.
Yes, sir. What about somebody who has trouble hearing? You might say, oh, so-and-so just stoned.
Dead.
Yes, sir. Or if a man has been working outside all day in the hot sun, he might come in and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, just look how I...
sweated.
Yes, sir. You know, some people get these things on their skin. They're kind of like a... lumps with a core in it.
Uh-huh.
What do you call those?
Call them boils or risings.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one that was bigger than that and had...
oh, yeah.
...several heads
on it? Yeah, call that a carbuncle.
Is that a pretty good bit worse?
Yeah.